McTavish is here. He's a senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media. And I just saw Bill Cosby's in town this weekend. That's a theme from Fat Albert, right?
The cartoon show in the early 70s.
Yeah.
Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. Of course, that routine goes back to the fantastically hilarious bit that we as kids would roll around on the living room floor listening to the hi-fi.
Yeah.
And that comedy record where he introduced the world to Fat Albert playing Buck Buck on the streets of Philadelphia. If you're playing Buck Buck, I won't go into it, but if you are, it involves jumping on other children. And Fat Albert was the king
of jumping on other kids.
Yeah. Right. Mr. Cosby, stand-up comedy in the classic fashion. Now, he's Saturday at the Midland downtown.
Two shows.
Well, I'm not quite sure. I love not knowing what I'm talking about. But go to midlandkc.com and try to figure it out. I didn't quite figure it out.
I'd love to see Bill Cosby.
Yeah, there might be an early show and a late show, and one of them might be sold out, and all of this could be right or wrong. But here's what we know. Bill Cosby will be there. Bill Cosby will get laughs. Bill Cosby's a big deal. I mean, you know, you think back, you forget this. I forgot this. You know, he did I Spy with Robert Culp, who's no longer with us, I believe.
Yeah.
That you know, sort of a riffing on the whole secret agent thing in the 60s. Cosby was the first African-American to co-star in a television series.
Big deal.
Big deal. The guy won three consecutive Emmys for that role. And, of course, let's not bury the lead, The Cosby Show, the 1980s show, right?
Yeah.
That was on forever.
And we have a clip.
Oh, we have a clip of Mr. Cosby being very funny doing one of his classic bits.
I was just wondering, what would be the effect of an arc on the average neighbor? Now, here's a guy going to work 7 o'clock in the morning, Noah's next door neighbor, and he sees the arc. Hey! Up there. What do you want? What is this? It's an arc. You want to get it out of my driveway? I gotta get to work. Listen, what's this thing for anyway? I can't tell you. Well, I mean, can't you give me a little hint? You want a hint? Yes, please. How long can you tread water?
I remember that bit. That was terrific.
Yeah, yeah. And shows, it was just confirmed by...
5 and 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Yes, yes.
Well, I beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again.
And we're talking baseball. Why?
In January, hey, if it's January, you know it's time for the Kansas City Royals Fan Fest.
Yes.
Tons of appearances.
Tons
of current and former Royals players and interactive games and stage events. Noon to 9 Friday, 9 to 7 Saturday, Bartle Hall, downtown. Autographs, one autograph per customer, no photos. George
Brett. They're going to be good this year.
George Brett.
And George Brett's going to be
Get
there.
Your George Brett autograph. And they're going to be good this year, yeah.
My baby loves me when I'm stoned. As long as I find my way home. No, my baby, she don't care.
God, it wouldn't be Brian McTavish without a little country.
How did that happen?
Jason Boland and the Stragglers.
I don't know how I took on this persona,
I know,
Mr. Country.
You are Mr. Country.
Because when you see me, you think, oh, there's a country music fan.
I think urban.
Well, did you say bourbon?
Yes.
Anyway, my baby loves me when I'm not stoned as well, and I'm sure yours loves you all the time regardless.
Well, sometimes.
Jason Boland and the Stragglers. Pure country, my friends. 8:30 tonight. Get an early start on the weekend.
Knucklehead
Saloon. If you like Waylon and Willie and Merle and even a little of Kid Rock, you're going to love Jason Boland.
I'll be seeing Greg Brown at Knuckleheads on Saturday night.
Thank you for the plug.
Cause now I'm back, back, back on top of the world. I'm back, back, back on top of the world. Yeah, I'm back, back, back on top of the world. The world.
The There was a time in my life when WWE, which is Worldwide What Entertainment, professional wrestling, my youngest was into it. Those days have passed, but man, it was fun for a while.
Well, professional wrestling at its best/worst. It's fun. It's sweaty, good fantasy. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. This is before the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, downtown at the Sprint Center.
And John Cena's going to fight. I remember that
Randy
guy.
Randy Orton.
Yes, they were big when Michael was watching all this stuff.
And Daniel Bryan will go against Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family. And all these Wyatts have long, scraggly beards. You know, in the world of amateur, as in real wrestling, they don't let you wear a beard because it's scraggly and you'll kill the other guy. Also, in real wrestling, not that this isn't real, but of course it's not. In real wrestling, they make you, they want you to trim your fingernails.
Oh.
So I don't know. Long fingernails and long beards this Sunday afternoon at Sprint Center. Have fun.
Let's talk symphony.
Yeah, let's talk
the
symphony.
The Kansas City Symphony.
Well, yeah, now that's a little bit of percussion fun there, is it not?
Yes, it is.
That's not actually Martin Grubinger, if I'm saying that right. That's another highly talented individual on the percussion devices. But Martin Grubinger of Austria, he's going to do a symphony percussion spectacular with our very own Kansas City Symphony. And then, if you're ready to take the fifth, are you ready to take the fifth?
Yes.
At 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday night and 2 o'clock Sunday, then you can hear Beethoven's Fifth. Oh.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Very nice, Linda Scherr.
Oh, thank you.
And speaking of very talented individuals, that's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. All his picks are on our website, kcur.org.
That might be true, but I'm not as prepared as you, as I heard earlier.
That's right.
You're very prepared.
You're very prepared, too.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on the show, nearly 200 years after a man arrived in Maryland as a slave from Africa, his descendant graduated from Harvard. That story on the show tomorrow. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Denny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.